And welcome back to Sportsline on this Saturday morning. Ty Taylor with you once again. We're joined now by the head coach of the Orion Sherrard Soccer Co-op, Rick Klein. And they had a great year in boys soccer this fall, finishing with a mark of 21-4-3 on the season. Wrapped up the year losing Wednesday in the sectional semifinals to Peoria Notre Dame. Coach Klein, I want to start our conversation by giving you a chance to talk about the year you had. I'd imagine you're a pretty proud head coach after the 2022 season.
Some things up really well. It's a good bunch of guys. I've got 13 seniors. I knew when they came in 4 years ago that you could see the athleticism, the soccer talent and skills. One of the challenges we've got in our program, I've got kids that play in different out-of-season clubs. And all of those clubs play things a little differently, different systems, different concepts. So the challenge always is, you know, bringing those kind of diverse approaches and unifying them into one system that will click. And man, it just all came together for us this year. The guys have grown in the game. They've grown physically. And, you know, I can tell you, having watched a lot of soccer and played some soccer, coached some, that this is just some gorgeous soccer. I always have teased with Jim, and we've talked. I've always worked in the point that, you know, Pelé coined the term the beautiful game, and I got to say, as objectively as possible, that our guys have played the beautiful game beautifully.
And coming into the season, what were your expectations for this team? Did you think you could go on a run like this in the preseason?
Absolutely. I thought that we could do it a year ago, and I think that we weren't there mentally. And that's just, you know, I challenged them to go for it, you know, to be all in. That I know that it's painful. We had a rough night Wednesday night after that loss, you know, because they dared to dream, dared to go for it instead of, you know, staying in that safe zone where you don't get invested and, you know, losses don't hurt as badly. But the guys were, they bought in and they went for it, and I just couldn't be prouder.
Now, are there any moments that really stick out as some of the most memorable this year? I know, you know, you told me before we started, this is your 16th year coaching, and you've been the head coach every year of the co-op at Orion Sherrard. So winning the regional championship, what did that mean, the first one in program history for the boys' side?
Yeah, I guess I'd back up a little bit. If you're saying memorable moments, one of the goofy, corny lines I used with them, with every team, is, well, let's find a way to make some history, leave your mark on the program, you know, leave a legacy. And this year, you know, we play as many of the Western Big Six teams that will schedule us. And another first, and one that really, I think, caught their attention, we beat East Moline, you know, United Township, for the first time ever on the boys' side. And that just, I think, really turned the group into believers of seeing what they were capable of. And, you know, so beating that solid team, we beat Rock Island a year ago when we had injuries and just numbers down. They beat us 11-0 in regional play. 11-0. That's the worst whooping I ever took as a head coach. And we beat them a year later. And, you know, we had a nice run with the Western Big Six teams, and that's a real good indicator. And that just set everything up then for regional play and getting the guys to buy in. Again, coming off a year ago, regionals for us meant 11-0, the wrong side of that. And this year, they, we had some jitters, we had some nerves, but the guys worked it out and got it done. And again, couldn't be prouder.
All right, now coaching two rival schools that are in a co-op with Orion and Sherrard, what's that dynamic been like?
I was very nervous. They first started talking about this back in 04, 05, and it came together. My sons all attended Orion High, and I'm aware of the pretty intense rivalry that exists. I kind of liken it to putting the Cubs and Cardinals together, or the Bears and Packers, and trying to make that work. And what I can tell you is that the kids are all in. The kids do not care. The kids love each other. We preach, the soccer brotherhood, the soccer sisterhood, and our kids like each other, they love each other, and they're all in it for each other. The only problems, this is going to just really blow some minds. The only problems ever have been maybe with parents a couple times. So so that's the thing. But the kids are all in and have made it work like crazy. So pretty typical, I think.
Yeah, I would say, a lot of the times, unfortunately, it is the adults that are the problem in instances like that. So, yeah, you talked about how much the senior kids in your program meant to you this year. You had 13 of them. I want to give you a chance now to kind of take a look at what you have returning from this team next year, the kids you'll have back, and what kind of, I know it's really early into the off season for you, but what kind of expectations do you have for next year's team?
One thing that I love, we actually in small school sports are very cyclic that way. The numbers, we had that huge, that real nice group come in 4 years ago. My junior numbers aren't big, sophomore numbers aren't big, but we had a class of 14. Freshmen come in, and I just was talking with Terry McCann, assistant coach, about how valuable this has been for this freshman class to get to witness every day the quality of play that this senior group has put together. It's just been, again, one of the big things in our sport is time of possession, and that's a difficult thing when the other team doesn't want you to have the ball, to be able to connect passes, and this group has been just stellar. It's just been gorgeous, the ability to control the field by connecting passes, and again, our younger players have gotten to witness this up close and personal in scrimmage settings. How aggravating that has to be the team that's chasing those connected passes. So it's, I think it sets things up well, as every team goes through that cycle, losing the big class, where our goal will be, of course, to, not to rebuild, but to re-energize and reload so we can hit the ground running a year from now.
21-4-3 in 2022 for the Orion Sherrard Boys Soccer Co-op. Head coach Rick Klein said it earlier, a historic season. Coach, congrats on a great year, and thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you, Ty. My pleasure.
And we'll have more on WRMJ after this.